Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hi there, and welcome to another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And today we want to talk about the shopper's journey and how mobile marketing will affect it.
Just how does a shopper arrive at your cash register? What steps do they take from the research stage to actually completing a purchase?
How does mobile affect their path, and what can you do to maximize the chances that they'll end up making that purchase with you? We're going to talk about that this week, and it's a really important topic, one that cannot be overstated. Before we fall right into the meat of the discussion, so to speak, we're going to do the same thing that we do with every episode. And if you are a repeat listener, feel free to forward ahead 2 minutes. Most of you are new listeners. So please, Hazel is going to give us the 2-minute rundown on mobile wallet marketing and how it actually works.
So mobile wallet marketing is a mobile wallet pass that is a direct access marketing and communications tool with customers using their mobile phones. These mobile wallet passes are an Apple Wallet on your iPhone or in a third-party app in Android. And there's a front and a back to the pass. The front of the pass shows what company you are, what you do for your business, what taglines you have, and your icon of your business. The back of the pass, you turn it over, and it has all these fun features to them. It has a your website link. It has links to your social media pages. It has a call to action link, so you can call them directly or email the company directly. It also has a share feature, so you can scan the QR code that's on the front of the pass, or you can send a mailer off. We also have a share pass feature that's on the back of the pass that Apple has implemented in their passes.
It is, and that's an easy way for one Apple phone owner to share with another Apple phone owner. Our Android third-party wallets have a modified version of that on there. One of the biggest things I think about mobile wallet marketing versus mobile apps is the cost and barriers to entry are so much less with mobile wallet. You're, in essence, leveraging the work that Apple or Android developers have already done. You don't have to create an app, support an app, get people to download an app, get people to install the app, get people to keep the app, get people to use the app. All of those things, all of those barriers to effective marketing are pretty much gone out the window. And not too long ago, we produced a podcast about how to align your basic marketing strategies with a mobile delivery option. More than half of the people who find your business are already using mobile when they do it. And if you don't know that much about mobile strategies to begin with, this would be a great opportunity after you're done listening to this podcast to pop into our archives and check out episode number 5, Online Marketing Strategies Meet Mobile. And that one has a lot of super ideas and some specific tips and tricks on how to set up your mobile strategies. We're going to talk more today in general about how a shopper will use mobile and how that shopper's journey is going to be influenced by mobile.
So each time a new product finds your business, they don't arrive in a vacuum. Their individual journey today starts with a mobile search. Whether they're watching TV or using a phone or on your tablet as a second screen option, maybe something triggers their interest and they search for a product that you happen to sell.
Or maybe, I don't know, they're sitting in a restaurant near your location, they're walking down the street, or they're on the train heading to work for the day, and they pull out their mobile phone and Google or Facebook offers them your business as a local suggestion. Now, this one is probably puzzling most of you because you may or may not have taken the time to set your business up with Google Local and Facebook Business. Now, neither one of these two things have very much to do with mobile wallets per se, but since we're talking about mobile in general and a shopper's journey from start to finish, it certainly bears discussion. When people are doing something on mobile, a large percentage of their searches, for instance, will contain the phrase near me or near my location. So being able to address local marketing, local search, local business is, it's kind of a big deal. Actually, it's a really big deal. You can set your business up with Google Local. It's free. They will send you a postcard in the mail with a confirmation code on it so they can be sure that you are actually the local business that you say you are. Your Facebook page for your business is not complete until you have things like your business address, your hours of operation, all of that good stuff filled in accurately. And one of the biggest things besides registering your business with Google Local and making sure that your Facebook business page is up to date is making sure that you have a mobile-friendly website. And by mobile-friendly, this has to pass a test that Google runs on websites to make sure that it's going to actually display on a mobile phone in a way that a user can actually use your website. And if you don't do this and you don't have this, then you are not going to be returned very often in local search results by Google. So let's get back to the actual journey.
All right. If you're really on top of things, you've made sure that your website is mobile friendly. As Kim just mentioned, it's important to think mobile first today when you're trying to sell yourself, your company, and message out the right way to them.
Yeah. I mean, it's really more about engaging with people now than it is selling them something. People tend to know when they're being sold and they know when they're being engaged. One of the things that we try to do with our podcasts, because obviously we use our podcast to market our business and our business is mobile advertising, mobile wallets, mobile marketing. We want with every episode that we record and produce to give you, the listener, something specific that works to benefit your business or to help you increase the community around your business or to help you engage with prospective customers in a more meaningful way. So let's go ahead and assume that our typical shopper has not decided they want to buy anything yet. They haven't decided they want to buy from you. They haven't decided to buy from your competition. They're thinking about buying something.
So for me, the next step is to go to my laptop, go home, and take a look by doing a search, probably on Google. I'm usually doing it on Chrome or sometimes I'm on Safari, depending on my device.
So the good thing about that is that both Google and Apple these days offer you the ability to start looking at something on your mobile device and then continue it on your tablet or your desktop or your laptop. And, you know, like in Chrome, it's got that send to mobile and Apple uses continuity. So it isn't just one screen or the other where the shopper is potentially checking you out and trying to decide whether or not they like you. So now let's fast forward to the weekend.
Yeah, your shopper doesn't have to go to work. They have the day free to check out any items that they're looking for during the week. And it's quite possible that the shopper has abandoned the item in an online cart. And that could possibly be yours.
But it's not really abandoned. What's happened is the shopper has again shifted their search. They started their search on a mobile device while they had time and they were in a location that mobile made sense. And then they wanted to see something more, so they went home, they looked at it, perhaps on their laptop, their desktop, tablet, whatever, and now they're out and about again, so their search and their journey is going to shift back to mobile. So just because they looked at some product that you sell online, maybe they added it to their cart in your online store, doesn't necessarily mean that they're not going to buy it. It just means that their journey isn't finished and that they have shifted back to physical.
Yeah, one reason why I like to go to a store to look at something is the size. I want to know the size of something. I want to know if it's really what I think it is going to be online.
Quality. So, quality, too.
Yes, of course. Quality, yes. So the shopper comes into your business, and they want to see the item up close, so they take it out from their mobile phone and scan the barcode so they can use a price checker to see if you have the best price. You know, Amazon Prime offers free 2-day shipping with a lower price.
Yeah, so that's a big thing. Now the shopper has shifted back to mobile, but they're physically in your location. So let's assume, for the sake of argument, that you sell kayaks. And the reason that I'm using kayaks is because we just bought a new pair of kayaks about a month and a half ago. And it's a really interesting example of this shopper journey situation. So when we were still in Northern California, we owned kayaks. And they weren't great kayaks, but they worked really well for what we did with them. But when we moved to Phoenix, we decided that we wouldn't take our kayaks with us. We would get rid of them because it wasn't going to be worth the cost to move them versus the cost to just get some new, better ones. So we sold ours at a garage sale and came to Arizona with no kayaks. But then we went to a local kayak rental place. Yeah. We rented the kayaks. We did the Salt River Run. And we really loved the model of kayaks that the kayak place rented us. So here we are. We've had these kayaks we didn't necessarily love. But now we found these ones that are really great. They work very, very well in the environment that we're in, which is class one rapids on a fast-moving river, whatever you want to call it. And now we're in the market for kayaks. So we start searching online. Maybe it was on mobile. Maybe it was on desktop. I don't know. But we're looking around, and we want to know who in the neighborhood, the reasonable area, stocks these kayaks. Right. So if we want to go pick them up, we can simply go pick them up. We don't need to look at them again because we spent 6 hours paddling on top of them and we know that we like them. But we look at Amazon. Who's got them in stock? What's the shipping costs? We looked at like 18. I live with an engineer. The engineer looked at like 18 different places to get these kayaks. And all these different factors and all these different things that engineers consider to be important. And it turned out that the model that we wanted wasn't available locally. We were going to have it shipped no matter what, which is the reason that we went back and we did look at Amazon Prime. And if we bought them in one particular color, we could have them for free shipping in 3 days. If we wanted them in another color, they were $20 more a piece. And if we wanted them in yet a third color, we could get them in a third color for the lower price, but it was going to take 2 months for them to arrive.
So they weren't ready yet.
So we're in a situation where we're going to buy something. We want to buy something. Gosh knows Mike probably put those kayaks into shopping carts in at least 5 different places while he was checking out the situation and trying to determine how the purchase was going to go down. So don't be surprised if somebody comes into your business to look at your goods and immediately starts looking on their phone to see what kind of deals they can get. Think of this as an opportunity. Obviously, you can't sell something below a certain point or you don't make any money on it, but if you can make a deal that matches the Amazon price or the Sports Authority, and then they went out of business, so that didn't matter anyway, but if you can make a deal that works for that customer right then and there, while they're in your store, it's very likely that they're going to go ahead and buy from you. So, you know, these are the kind of things that really illustrate the difference in how we use technology now compared to how we use technology even 10 years ago. I mean, 10 years ago, we would have had a Google search, maybe, and we would have had to have called every single one of these places. Do you have it? Should we come look at it? You know, what should we do? When can we get it? Blah, 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 this, that, and the other. And what it boils down to is there's an emotional connection at some point in a shopper's journey, and that's what really makes them decide, I'm going to buy this now versus I'm going to wait 3 days for this to come with free shipping. In our case, we couldn't get what we wanted locally. We would have been the proud owners of a pair of kayaks 3 days earlier if we had been able to find the ones that we wanted for a price that was close to what we were going to end up paying.
Right.
So the funny thing about this, and if you take this one step further, is here's the customer. They're in your store, and they've decided to buy. Now, in a truly mobile shopper's journey, what is the next thing they ask?
Do you accept Apple Pay or Android Pay?
I know, it's great, isn't it? So, we just had to throw that in there because literally people are starting to, albeit slowly, use their mobile wallets to make payments. Now, you know, if you've listened to any of our podcasts or you've read any of our blogs, we don't necessarily believe that the ability to pay with a mobile wallet is tied to the ability to use a mobile wallet for a very effective marketing campaign. When you get people who have used Apple Pay, they are so much more likely to respond to your mobile wallet marketing campaigns. Same thing with Android Pay or Samsung Pay or the PayPal wallet. Anybody who has done any kind of mobile transactions, they love to see things like lock screen notification updates that have pertinent information that is designed to educate or bring them into the community, not just to sell them something.
Exactly.
So, that's kind of our recap of our imaginary shopper's journey and how mobile impacts it and how they kind of switch back and forth between mobile, desktop, physical, mobile, physical, desktop. And you can't say, well, I'm just going to deal with physical, or I'm just going to deal with desktop, or I'm just going to deal. You can't even say I'm just going to do mobile. That's no good either. You need to have a really good, strong strategy, a marketing strategy that is inclusive and is encouraging and is educational and takes into account how people actually use their technology.
That's terrific. So thank you so much for listening.
We'll see you next week. And this has been Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. The website is mobilewalletmarketer.com. We're always available if you have questions or comments. Just let us know and we'll get back to you.
Have a good week.